This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The asteroid Bennu, the asteroid Ryugu, together again. Bob Zimmerman, he has the website Beyond the Black. We're exploring two missions, very successful. But, Bob, you've got information about where they came from, who and their mom and dad. Who? What do we know?
Okay, so both Bennu and Ryugu, these are rubble pile asteroids. I've got pictures of both up on Behind the Black, so you can see they look somewhat similar. These were both visited by probes from Japan and the United States. Ryugu was visited by Hayabusa 2 from Japan. It got samples, returned those samples to Earth. Bennu was visited by Osiris Rex from the U.S. It got samples, it returned them to the United, to the Earth. And so they've been studying those samples. They find that these two asteroids are near-Earth asteroids. They orbit inside the orbit of Mars. That's why they're called near-Earth. They're not threats to us here on Earth, but they nonetheless are worth visiting and understanding their structure. Scientists took the spectroscopy from the samples of both asteroids and then compared it with a much larger main belt asteroid, Polana. Now, Polana orbits in the main belt, which is between Mars and Jupiter, much farther out. And what the spectroscopy suggests is that Polana and Ryugu and Bennu are all part of the same family, and they all formed possibly at the same time and place. Polana, which is 33 miles across, is very old. It's very old. It comes from the very beginning of the solar system. Bennu and Ryugu, both smaller than a mile across, significantly smaller than a mile across, have the same spectroscopy, suggests maybe they formed in the main belt during the accretion process, which will also have impacts which would break things up as well. And then for any number of reasons got flung into an orbit that's closer to the sun. We don't know that for sure. This is interesting. This is part of the census of the solar system, trying to understand what the initial solar system was like. It's very likely they're not from the same family, but they have similarities suggests we're learning something about the early solar system, John. It's good stuff. It's the preliminary census of asteroids that's now getting to be solidified with this new data.
And we move from the asteroid story. Well, which, and Bob, just a moment about the asteroid story. This is a great success for NASA. I want to give credit. The OSIRIS-REx is a NASA mission. Japan's Hayabusa is also to be credited. It doesn't get blazing headlines, except for geeky people like us. But it's an abundance of information that fills in huge blanks that we couldn't have gotten without those successful missions. And they were daring. They worked a long time on those missions. So I just wanted to make a note of that.
Okay.
And now, Bob.
No comment. I agree.
You don't disagree anyway, in any event.
No, absolutely not.
And now we move to Mars. More information about Mars's surface. What have you found, Bob?
Yeah, well, these are cool images that I dig out of the archive from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. It's high-resolution images. And in this particular case, it was gullies. They find gullies on the rims of craters and on cliff sides on Mars in the mid latitudes, and they've been trying to figure out what caused them. They surely look like erosional effects, and there's been a lot of question whether they were caused by either underground ice or frost, sublimation of carbon dioxide frost seasonally. But it's a cool picture because it shows these collapsed features in the very high mid-latitudes, almost 60 degrees latitude north. And you can see that, yes, something is caused underground for the cliff face to suddenly collapse and flow downhill. And so there is some process on Mars, and it's likely related to either underground ice or carbon dioxide snow and frost landing on the surface seasonally. It's a very cool image. That's Mars. That's where we get there.
So we can't determine if it's water or not. It's just not possible.
No. I wouldn't say it's no. I'd say we don't know.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.